USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Dallas area officials are confirming that all the captives who were involved in a hostage situation at a synagogue are now safe, and the suspect is dead. A police spokesman saying very little else about that suspect or the possible motive.
And I specifically will not answer specific questions about the subject. There's a lot of information out there already about the subject, and we really don't want to jeopardize any potential investigation or any investigative leads into his motives or his potential associates.
In New York City, Mayor Eric Adams says he wants big changes in the care of the mentally ill after an Upper West Side woman is pushed by someone into the path of a subway train and dies. Over 70 million people are under winter weather advisories and alerts as a winter storm is heading into the eastern and southern United States. And this is USA Radio News.
Well, you've heard me talk about Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and how his pillow's given me a great night's sleep. He continues to roll out new offers on his products. His latest on the towel sets. Now, towels aren't something you think about. I never knew what I was missing until I tried the towels last year. You've all helped build MyPillow into the incredible company it is today, and trust in Mike Lindell has given you a better night's sleep. Mike's now changing the game with a six-piece towel set, USA cotton, extremely absorbent, yet still providing that soft feel you look for in a towel. Two bath, two hand towels, two washcloths for a limited time, $39.95 using our promo code USA. It retails for over $100. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use this promo code USA to get this price of $39.99 on the towels, or call 1-800-951-8175.
Without coming out and confirming it, former President Donald Trump was sounding like he's running for the White House in 2024. He held a rally in Arizona last night in which he slammed the Biden administration on, well, almost everything, especially its pandemic response.
We gave Joe Biden every tool he could want, yet he still completely failed. The virus evolved and the strategy failed to evolve, and it just didn't evolve with the virus. He's incapable of keeping up.
About $1 million worth of jewelry has been heisted from actress Lori Loughlin. TMZ says burglars broke into her L.A. area home and made off with her jewelry on January 3rd when the actress and her husband were not at home. And police say the suspects dressed in black wore masks and smashed a bedroom window to get in. The theft was discovered by a housekeeper. No injuries were reported. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
A huge industrial blaze in northern New Jersey over the weekend. Here's the latest from USA Radio's Wendy King.
A fire broke out at an industrial complex in New Jersey. The fire broke out at Majestic Industries in Passaic. No injuries were immediately reported. Smoke from the fire billowed across the Hudson River into New York City and more than 50 miles into the Atlantic. Majestic Industries manufactures furniture for casinos. Flames spread to an adjoining building used by Qualco, but didn't reach the chlorine pellets that are manufactured there. New Jersey Department of Environmental Protection representatives, which were sent to the site by New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy, determined the air quality was safe. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
And the Buffalo Bills move on to the next round in the NFL postseason after a 47-17 rout of the New England Patriots in the AFC wild card game. Josh Allen torching New England secondary. He passed for 308 yards and 5 TDs. Buffalo scored touchdowns on 7 of the team's 9 possessions. With kneel downs to end each half on their 2 scoreless drives, for the Patriots it was their most lopsided defeat in the postseason since 1986. The Bills now move on to the AFC divisional round next weekend. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.